Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks. You gotta see this guy. Wait for the close up.
All ages.
Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. It is April 13th and the Yankees are playing a game against the Dunedin Blue Jays. They won the first game. They're trying to win this game. If they win this game, they'll have won the series. If they win this game and then win the next game, they'll sweep it. Jake, how you doing?
James, Zach Esposito on the ones and twos. He'll be your DJ for the evening.
Well, I'm doing it.
He's a spiritual DJ.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Shout out to Mike Almirall and his Beach Boys gang. Doing well, Jim. We recorded Talking Yanks earlier. We had some bits and pieces of that leak through into this lineup. Excited, man. A couple storylines. Are Schurler at short? Gary moves up the lineup. The Bruce is loose. And Jameson Taillon. And we might even be able to appreciate this Jameson Taillon start just a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah, the lineup's different. This is kind of the one thing that I fell into when we were recording the main episode earlier today was that I wanted them to put Gary in the four hole to protect Judge. So I had DJ, Stanton, Judge, Gary as my 1, 2, 3, 4, and that's what they have. And then I had Hicks 5, Gio and Glaber. Or I had, 6-7. Yeah. Glaber's out. So this is kind of what I had. I just didn't know Glaber was going to get a day off. Odor and Gio are 6-7. Clint Frazier's the eighth hole. And Jay Bruce back in the lineup batting ninth, playing first base. Gio Urshela playing shortstop for the first time, getting a start there.
I mean, Gio will be one of the bigger storylines behind Taillon. I hope he looks sharp over there. Give our guy some help. Jay Bruce experiment back on. Him and Rugi both in against Ryu. Kind of a tough matchup for both, but they give Glaber the day off. Yeah, man, I don't know. Interested to see with the lineup. We Hicks 5, we kind of saw that coming. I mean, we did get a taste of it in yesterday's lineup before he tapped out, but yeah, good for Gary, man. Really good for Gary Sanchez back in the cleanup spot.
Yeah, he's the hottest hitter. He gets the day off, and Judge desperately needs someone behind him to make guys throw him pitches, and this should do it. So I'm really happy with the 1 through 4 here. I like it for right now. I don't, and then we'll see where we're at in the future. Gio Urshela at shortstop is interesting. I mean, I don't think he can be worse than what Glaber is, because it's not like if Gio Urshela doesn't have range, well, neither is Glaber. So all he has to do is make the routine plays, and he's what Glaber's been the last 3 games, better than what Glaber was the first 7 games. So I'm really not, I think he can do the job the same as Glaber at short.
Glaber Torres jammed his ring finger on a dive back into first base last night. The Yankees sent him for x-rays and a CT scan. Both were clean. The hope is that he can play tomorrow. So little update there.
I thought it was just a day off.
Little update there from Brian Hoke-like Coke. So yeah, that's something interesting to follow. Obviously not exciting. A little jammed thingy. Knock on wood. Sounds like Glaby's okay. But, yeah, that would be interesting and change things real quick. I know, yeah, something to track. Something to track in Yankees land. But, no, I mean, Gio should be fine out there. I mean, I'm interested to see. I know before he came over on the Blue Jays, he had a couple innings there. Sometimes in the shift, he gets put over there. Our ask is if you get a field ball, ground ball to you, you field it, and you make the throw. Not high demands from the shortstop position right now.
No, exactly. No. So, cool. Hope Glaber's all right, not hurt. And then Odor. I'm surprised they put Odor and Hicks right next to each other because they love spreading out the lefties. And if Ryu comes out of the game and Hicks switches to a lefty, now you have back-to-back there. Don't really care one way or the other. I was just kind of surprised by their makeup there. But they did put Bruce in at first. So, and he's a lefty. There you go. The Blue Jays lineup, we got Semien. Dude, at the end of the game yesterday, they said, you're cracking me up. You're not moving at all. All right. They got Semien. They said his name at the end of the game, and I was like, oh, yeah. I forgot that he didn't, like, make me tick during the game at all. Bo Bichette at shortstop, Vladdy Guerrero Jr. at first base, Grichik cleaning up, Kevin Biggio batting fifth, Lourdes Gurriel Jr., Rowdy Tellez got his first hit of the season yesterday. Mm-hmm. Congrats, Danny Jansen, and then Josh, how do you say this guy's name, Palacios?
I think Palacios, yeah, from the Bronx. Is that what we found out yesterday, or New York City guy? So that was kind of fun to find out. Yeah, with Ryu on the bump for the Jays. So, I mean, this is their dude, this is their one. Semien, the funny thing about Semien, and I don't know how you were watching the game yesterday, the first pitch from Cole, he swinging check popped out. So that was kind of funny. And it's like, oh, that sucks, dude. So that's why he was on the radar yesterday. And yeah, I mean, Vladito, he looks pretty dialed. Grichik, always scary against the Yankees. Hopefully Taillon can turn that off a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, these Jays right now without Teoscar and Hernandez and George Springer are two of the guys that maybe should scare you the most in this lineup, and they're currently out. So, man, you know, Ryu's had good days and bad days against us. It would be really nice to clip him in early in the season as a little reminder, like, hey, we still got that in the chamber. And, man, I mean, winning a series would be nice. He's from Brooklyn, Palacios.
Grichik has faced Taillon four times.
Sure.
And we're going back to 2016 and 2017, and it's a tiny sample size, and Taillon was a different pitcher then, so none of this means anything, but it's just funny because he's 2-for-3 with a hit-by-pitch off of Taillon. Like, of course he's going to have good numbers, no matter what they are. Of course he is.
Yankees bring in?
Yankees hitters against Ryu. DJ actually has a lot of trouble against Ryu. So we'll see that. He's in 29 at-bats. He has 6 hits, no extra base hits, .207 batting average, .233 on base percentage, .207 slugging. Hard to find bad DJ numbers. He usually has, you know, decent or good against pitchers.
And he's feeling a little funky at the plate right now. O'Neill was all over it. So funny how he can go from being ridiculous human to amazing baseball analysis, but he just said, like, DJ's too early right now. You could see it in his stride, and they showed some of the replays, you know, kind of not trusting his hands and himself enough. So you wonder if the Yankees hitting coaches see the same thing. But, yeah, we'll see. Gary with some pretty good numbers. Judgy. So, hey.
Yeah, I think that all middle of those of the come lineup, from that one game.
Good. Good. Let's have another one of those one games. You know what I'm saying?
Be nice. Be nice.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could wake up part of Mike Amaral's cover band? Boom, 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 boom.
Hey, what's your what to watch for?
What to watch for? What to watch for? Jim. Jimmy Duets. I go on and on. I'm watching the whole team defense, man. Whew. Gio at short, Jay Bruce back at first, which was its own concern. DAJ at third, which isn't his sharpest position. Clint's in left. You know, I'm trying to make J-Mo Taillon as comfy as possible today, man. You know, you're a Yankee now. Like, Rugi comes over, he shaves. He's looking beautiful, he's got new Yankee vibes. You know, J-Mo, sure, it's a nice thing when you come over and a bunch of dudes take shots during your first start. But give my man some help today. And you know, a little nervous if we're being honest.
Of the eight defensive positions, I'm not counting pitcher.
Sure.
How many are we not watching defensively? Judge, Hicks, and Odor? But we're still kind of watching Odor because
Judge and Hicks.
Judge and Hicks. Those are the only two that you're not really, like, watching. Oh, how are they playing their position right now?
Yeah.
Because DJ at third, he had trouble at the trap. Gary Sanchez, obviously, biggest storyline of his career. Always. He's been good this season thus far. Odor, just new. So you're tuning in.
New guy.
Gio at short, Clinton left, and Bruce at first. Yeah. So you're right. That's a very good one to watch for.
Yeah.
Defense, don't let it kill you. Tyone, just strike them all out.
Yeah.
My what's to watch for is Stanton, Judge, Gary. This in 2018, this was the three-headed monster, the Cerberus that everyone was so excited for, the heart of the order. And I don't think we've ever like really had it due to injuries and poor performance. And Judge is swinging well. Gary's swinging really well. Stanton's not of the last three games. But, you know, I like it. And I'm interested to see Judge because I've been talking about the Gary protection for a while. And then I'm interested to see if Gary gets anything to hit because everyone's eager to pitch to Hicks right now. And Gary's been handling pitches outside the zone really good. He has more walks than strikeouts as of now. So that heart of the order. I'm interested to see how they get pitched to by Ryu, who's not scared to throw any pitch at any time, at any place in the zone. So I don't think he'll be dancing around people a lot anyway. Mm. But I'm interested to see, like, you know, the 1-6 yesterday went over. Let's have the 1-4 do something. If DJ Stanton, Judge Gary is like the dream. So let's have it actually do something.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Crazy DJ Stanton, Judge Gary in the top four. Like, flabbergasts, yeah. Like, what?
It was supposed to be the everyday.
Like, Gary tapped himself out. Judge and Stanton with the injuries. Oh, God. That'd be cool. It should be righty Hicks versus Ryu, and he's looked a little better from that side of the plate. So, we'll see what's going on there, man. But, yeah, that, it'd be really nice.
Be very nice. Obviously watching Tyone as well.
J-Mo, man. Second start. 4.2 innings pitch, 7 Ks. He gave up the 2 home runs. Blue Jays lineup. Does anyone else have history? No one else has seen Tyone. So that'll be interesting. Interesting to see their approach the first time through. Are they going to be seeing pitches or just trying to jump something because they haven't seen him?
Grichik giving him all the hints. Pitching path to victory.
Oh, yeah.
So how many did Tyone go last start?
Tyone's last start. I had a couple.
74? 74. He went 74 pitches the last game. So probably around 80, 85. I think they're still going to be pretty delicate with that.
Low eights.
Yeah,
seems right.
Low eights.
Or the eights.
O'Day has pitched 2 games in a row, and that was a Yankees rule for a long time. The first one was only 7 pitches. Yesterday was 21, so he may be straight up unavailable.
I got worse news for you.
Chappie.
Chapin's also back-to-back, a 12 and a 13 or so.
Chappie's unavailable.
We'll see if they bend on either of that. Chad did not pitch yesterday. You'd like to assume he falls into the closer role. And Johnny Lasagna with 2 days rest after a 39 spot. So,
yeah, they had Cessa warming yesterday, which I thought was interesting because we thought it was going to be Lasagna. So it's Lasagna, Cessa, Chad. Justin Wilson.
Justin Wilson available, could be his first back-to-back. Yeah, I think Litke hasn't pitched in a while. That could be a good get-out-of-an-inning if you find a lane for him, if you find the lefties in the Blue Jays lineup. What is it?
It's Biggio.
Tellez.
Well, Tellez, Jansen, Palacios, if they want to do, but Jansen's righty.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if you see Litke in that lane. That looks like a decent spot for him. And then, yeah, I mean, if you go Chad 9... You'd hope for 2 from Johnny Els. Yeah, I mean, it looks like you're going to see Litke or Cessa.
Yeah, it's John. Well, you have Wilson. You can go Chad.
Nick Nelson, too.
You go Chad. If it's a winning effort like yesterday, three-run game, I think you go Chad 9, Wilson 8, Laza 7. And then if you need a sixth-inning pitcher, you're looking at...
I think they got Johnny Ells ahead of Wilson.
You think so?
I think so.
Well, then now just switch them 8. Yeah. Switch them 8 and 7 then. You still need someone to get that sixth inning if Tyone...
Or you find the lane with the lefties like we talked about.
Maybe Litke comes in.
Lintlicker. Yeah, I think we're going to need an inning out of a Litke or Sessa or Nelson.
See, Chapman's got a 100% whiff rate on his splitter.
Yeah. Dude, I've been trying to find the right ways to describe it, but I think he can control. Sometimes it dips out and sometimes it dips in, because that one he threw had a slider shape on it last night. Like, it came in to a right-handed hitter.
You think he can control it?
I don't know.
Because I think it's a knuckleball, forkball-esque.
A little bit. I do. I think he can control it to a degree. Like, I think if he wants to have it come in a little, I think he can do that. And if he wants it to have a better chance to go out, I think he can do that.
When you look at it, that it's not going to happen tonight because I don't think he's going to pitch. Just when they go that close up, freeze frame that in your brain and imagine having the ability to hold a ball without your palm at all, just two fingers, and being able to throw it 90 miles per hour precisely where you want to throw it. It's insane.
I suck at that.
Yeah, no.
Garbage.
As hard as you can throw, imagine being able to throw a ball without using, like, any... Obviously, you don't hold it in your palm usually, but, like, multiple fingers. Just weird. It's just crazy that you can do that and be, like, accurate with it.
Freak.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Anyone get any yesterday? No, you didn't take Higgy. You forgot to take him. It was nice of you to not jinx him.
I mean, I took Higgy. I was talked out of it.
By who?
You.
I thought you took him.
I did. And then I was persuaded out.
Why?
It's tough. I trust you as a friend, man.
I don't
think sometimes you let me down.
I don't think I talked you
out of
it.
Think of me as a partner, man.
I don't think I talked you out of it.
There's certain times, like, you know, we're here, dude.
I don't think I talked you out of it.
YouTube video.
YouTube video?
I took Hicks.
I was going to say, ignore the names on there because something went weird with the names.
You took Gio and Glaber.
Yeah.
Gio and Glaber, the left side.
Yeah, Gio and Glaber, Jimmy Head, Judge, and DJ.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's all right. The chat's with me today. Rocky, stay with your gut. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you. You're up first?
I am up first.
Okay.
Haven't taken Gary yet. Taking Gary.
That's a good pick, man.
Four-hole Gary.
That is a really good pick, my friend. Let's see. I took the left side yesterday. Let's go with... I'm going to take Aaron Judge.
Like good pick. Him. He's got a good history versus
He's
Ryu.
He's got the homer off of Ryu and three singles. All black jerseys. He was pulling the ball pretty hard yesterday. Just foul. And then let's go with, this city needs a hero, Jay Bruce, couple days on the bench. He's got two career home runs versus Ryu. Let's run it, kid.
Last time you took Bruce, he hit a homer.
So?
It's a great pick.
Let's get it.
Is it time for Odor to go deep?
Ooh, people are asking.
I don't even think he's trying. You know who I want to take?
Who do you want to take?
And Righty Hicks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You believe?
No. I like doing one pick I believe in and another I don't.
Okay. That's fair.
It's kind of been my strategy for a while.
That's fair.
So I'm taking Gary and Righty Hicks.
Gary and Righty Hicks. Okay.
I'm going to make a note in the that I took Righty Hicks. R. Hicks.
Ah, okay.
No, because if he gets... No, I take it back.
I take it back. It's on the record.
Because if he gets switched over to Lefty Hicks and hits a homer off a reliever, I still get points for that.
The record.
So I switched it back. That was a quick, instant takesy-backsies.
It's out there.
So the sheet... This is from the Rays game one series when you had Hicks Homer correctly, the sheet that we're looking at.
Which is odd because I remember changing all the names. Something didn't transfer.
Sometimes in Wirecast, if it has the same name, like the Photoshop file is the same name, it won't update it. You have to change the actual file name.
Well, the date is right, which I definitely changed. And the numbers are right. So it's just odd.
Yeah, that is weird.
Rendezvous fights back.
I'll give a look at it later, but we'll be good by tomorrow.
Fickle program.
The over-under, Jake. Tyone versus Ryu. I think they might bump it up to 9, but they might stay at 8.5. The under hit yesterday, so I'm back. We are both 5-5 on the season. Look at us.
Yeah, I'd say 8.5 again. I think they run it back. Ryu's good. Tyone's good. The bullpens have both been good.
I was 8.5, is it, Zach? 9. They bumped it up.
They did the bump. They did the bump de bump. I'll go under.
Yeah, I want to go over really bad, but I can't.
Offense kind of hasn't given us the energy. And, I mean, Toronto, they just haven't seen Tyone.
And Ryu's good.
Yeah.
And he had them so off balance. You know what? You know what? A what to watch for, a mini what to watch for, maybe premonition. No, it's not premonition.
Mini what to watch for.
Ryu on opening day, and whatever. Ryu versus DJ. He obviously has DJ's number a little bit, but sometimes he makes DJ just look so bad and so different than we're used to. If DJ can put up.
It's different.
Different. It's just different. If DJ can give us an at-bat, it doesn't need to be a hit, but just like, oh, he was in that same at-bat as Ryu. I feel good about the game. Okay. I feel good about the rest of the game versus Ryu.
Okay.
But he usually makes DJ just look kind of like bad.
Folkish.
Folkish, yeah. So we're both taking the under. Back on the same page here. It's good stuff. Premonition? Do you have one?
Just when I thought I said all I could say, my she comes. I know what's gonna happen. Premonitions, I just saw what's gonna happen in this game tonight versus the Blue Jays and Ryu.
What'd you say?
Okay, I'm looking.
Okay.
I'm looking into tonight's game. Okay.
Oh, no.
All right.
Okay, he's got it. Go towards the light.
I see.
Yes?
A runner trying to advance on a ball in the dirt. Gary recovers and throws out the base runner.
Do you have a third base?
I don't see that.
Okay.
I wish I could.
Me too.
I see Gary with the block. I see him recover. I see the throw. I can't see where he's throwing. And then I see him with I see Tyone with a point to Gary. Like, nice job.
Okay.
That's all I see.
That's good, though.
What are you seeing?
Now, I had an interesting one. I saw DJ and Gio.
Okay.
Teaming up for a putout. Like a ricochet off DJ's glove, and then like it goes to Gio, and he finishes the play. Maybe it's a line drive that bounces. Maybe it's a pop fly that bounces out of the glove, and Gio's there to like the warm blanket that you always talk about. Or maybe it just pivots off DJ's glove. Gio picks it up, throws it to first. It's crazy. It's a crazy premonition.
No, I saw something like that in my premonition.
Oh.
But the ball turned into a raven, so that I shied away from that one.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
Didn't feel right.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Didn't feel right.
Zach loves Edgar Allan Poe, his dark
I'm
ass.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Nevermore.
Yeah. See? Yeah. He dresses up as him on Thursdays.
I call him Eep.
Edgar Allan Poe, yeah.
Yes.
Zach calls him Dad. Good story, Dad. Closes the book. All right, that's the pregame show.
Good night, Dad.
Lions.
Dude's stage presence is hilarious. Bye, guys.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.